Welcome to the August 25th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part one of a new interview, Patrick Meiser, Chief Technology Officer at Ledger Run, explains how the shift from competing for patients to competing for high-performing sites has made payment reliability an operational brand. Sites now prioritize which trials to join based on sponsor track records for timely payments and financial predictability, a factor materially influencing enrollment and site quality. In a new Q&A article, Dr. Stella K. Vanuk, CEO and Executive Chair of Kaida Biopharma and founder and CEO of Aviva Ventures, discussed how declining NIH funding, late-stage pharma acquisition focus, and global trial speed are forcing early-stage biotechs to move faster and deploy capital more strategically on inflection point data. Commercialization input must now inform clinical decisions at indication selection and trial design rather than after phase two, a shift that demands fundamentally different planning disciplines. And finally, in industry news, Hanmi Pharm licensed HM17321 to Genentech for development, regulatory, and commercial milestones totaling up to $2.3 billion. With a $190 million upfront payment and tiered royalties on future sales. HM17321 is a UCN2 analog pursuing a non-GLP-1 mechanism targeting body composition through selective fat reduction while preserving muscle mass. Hanmi is completing phase 1 while Genentech assumed development for phase 2 onward, with preclinical data showing efficacy both as monotherapy and in combination with incretin-based treatments. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.